In commemoration of Women's Month, the SRC partnered with UNASA and Team Free Sanitary Towels South Africa for a peaceful walk to the Parliament of South Africa to pass the legislation of free, accessible sanitary towels to surge period poverty amongst 3.7 million fembodies in South Africa who do not have access to menstrual hygiene products.
We had an interview yesterday with the SRC, and we chatted to Kathy Matanjane, who is the Secretary General of the SRC, and I asked her, what is the aim of the march?
So the march, essentially what we are trying to address, we're trying to achieve, I think, is just women's rights and the importance of having women's rights in totality. And the key focus for tomorrow is specifically on menstrual health rights. And I think it's very much important that we engage on this topic, and not only that, but it is legislated in our legislature, because it's very important to have free sanitary towels. There's a lot of women, I think 3.7 million girls in South Africa go about without free sanitary towels. So I think it's very much important that we address that issue, and it is legislated on our bill.
And I think in a lot of ways the government has failed women, because there are, as Kathy said, over 3.7 million women who are without access to a basic human right, which is sanitary towels. And the fact that even it's not a VAT taxable doesn't make a difference. The difference is negligible with inflation and so forth. And she covers that later.
The interesting thing for me, though, is it's not the first time the government has promised to implement free sanitary pads for women who can't afford it. In 2020, the government announced that they were going to implement, give out free sanitary pads to vulnerable women in poorer communities. And it's been 2 years and not very much has happened.
And the SRC responded to these opinions.
I think the government that we have in South Africa, it's high time now that we actually question what the government is doing with the finances that are allocated to different budgets. The government is definitely failing us as women in this country, and that's why we particularly have so many issues going around with what's happening with our constitution and with the government itself. But I would acknowledge that in 2019, there was a tax-free movement of sanitary towels that was implemented, but it hasn't been enough given, obviously, inflation rates, the level of unemployment within our country. A lot of women go without employment within our country, and young girls in marginalized communities suffer so much from actually not having free sanitary towels. And to have people who use these allocated budgets for personal interest, we should actually call it out and call it what it is, and which is corruption. It needs to be dealt with in higher institutional levels, and we need to eradicate that. And we can only do so by actually making sure that we force the government to hear our demands.
That is so true. I mean, everything she said is so important, and it's important for government officials to recognize how debilitating it is for young women to go through their like menstrual cycle every week. I mean every month, pardon me, and actually struggle to go to school.
Exactly.
There's so many girls who can't go to school for the day, like drop out on missing out on the school curriculum because they don't have access to sanitary products. So I think it's something that really needs to be addressed. And further, Kathy also mentions how the SRC doesn't feel the willingness from the Vice Chancellor and the UCT management to propose effective solutions to these issues.
I do not think, like, particularly that there's so much willingness and advocacy for this issue, particularly from the side of the Vice Chancellor or management itself. But I do think that it could be very little awareness that they know about and stuff like that. But I do think the only thing and the type of support that we're receiving is obviously having shuttles that will be able to allow students to go to these venues and be part of this march. But I think it's just beyond that. It's beyond that, and also understanding how much of an issue this is. And it can not only be eradicated by the SRC, but it can be eradicated by a community as large. I think with UCT particularly, we have a problem of thinking that we exist in a vacuum and we exist only within UCT borders. But a lot of things that are happening in South Africa affect us directly or indirectly as UCT students, and we cannot live our lives like that, thinking that our only parameters are in UCT, because we graduate, we have families outside of these borders. And so everything that happens in South Africa directly affects us, and so we need to take it seriously. And this is why SOC try by all means to integrate UCT with society and live to the reality of South Africans.
That's right. Sarah Debe, the head of the social responsiveness within the SRC, believes as UCT students, the first step to joining this plight is to show up.
UCT, just like people here in general, I think shared responsibility always has like a way of like making people like more complacent, or like it kind of like it'll shift responsibility from like one person to another, like to say like there's like 24,000 students, like what's my contribution going to do to the whole movement? Like I'm merely like one person, and I think that like if we have like more people thinking like that, we end up having we end up having like people not showing up to like movements or like marches, and that affects like how like the perception on like how people like view the movement in general. Like if there's not a lot of people showing up, then it's like maybe it does not affect a lot of people, when in actuality it does.
So we also asked the team about the sustainability of this project.
In terms of like sustaining our project, we're looking into like different things and like areas. For one, we're kind of currently looking for residences to have like, say for example, like house comps to have like a budget like restructure, like every year, like have money that's like put aside for to make sure that there is, or just like maintenance, not even like from house comp, like from maintenance fund or admin fund, to have like money put aside to say this is same way there's like money for toilet paper, there's money for soap to wash your hands, whatever. There should be money for like pads, like that are going to be like put into the dispensers every month. And we're also demanding, well, not demanding, but like we're asking for like faculty councils and like department to like cooperate and like also help like fund the project in terms of like as far as like the buildings, like say for example like the computer science building, we're asked for the department to have money put aside to say these this money is going to like fund the project like each and every month in all the bathrooms in this building, that there are going to be like dispensers for pads. And yeah, it's just basically just that. And like we're, as the SSC, we're going to do our part by reaching out to different sponsors, and hopefully we get more support. And
yeah, and I'd like to thank Kathy and Sia for coming through for that interview. I did say to them, and they said, you know, let's chat in a couple weeks, let's follow up. Because I think a lot of, and the resounding thought that I had at the end of the interview was that from the university, there's a lot of talk, but not a lot of walk.
Yes.
And I think if we can see, you know, and also hold our SRC to account, see what differences they've made. So our commitment to you is in the next couple weeks, you know, in the next 3 to 6 weeks, we'll have them back. We'll see what has happened, what has changed, what improvements has happened, because I think it's very easy to look back, but also right now we need to look forward and see what changes have been made and what changes hopefully will be made.
Absolutely. I think it's also very important that we keep ourselves accountable, because we had the demonstration by the SRC and some of the other committees that sometime this week, I think it was on Wednesday.
Yeah.
But we'll report a little bit more on that in our next show when we have a full rounded report. But everyone was sitting on the plaza stairs, and I think it's very easy for us to all sit and listen and
feel a part of it by just sitting there.
Yeah, but there's so much more that we can do. There's so much power in our voices as like individual students on our campus.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I think if we start making ourselves accountable for the kind of changes that we want to see on campus, then it starts now. And it also starts with actually engaging and participating in all the initiatives that the SRC puts forward. So the march today, if you guys do have time, please do take part. It starts at Tugwell, I do believe. I don't know if they've already begun.
So it's started already. So they're at Parliament at the moment. So hopefully we'll get an update next week about how that went down.
Yeah, but don't forget to donate some pads as well.
Yes.
For the Don't Get Spotted initiative.
Yeah, and if you have any questions, you can head over to the UCT SRC page and obviously your emails. Thanks to Kathy and Sia for coming through.